Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. I have a question for you. Are you working to develop relationships with everyone in your accounts that can affect or influence a sale in some way? Now, many of you are probably saying, yeah, well, of course, you know, I know the buyer, I know the people in purchasing, I know the people in the respiratory therapy department who buy my products, I know the people in the operating room who buy my products. That was not what I asked you. The question was, are you building relationships with everyone who can affect the sale? And here's something I want you to think about. Almost anybody who works in one of your accounts can affect the sale. Anyone. Let me give you an example. I love people. And when I was out selling and I would go into one of my accounts, I would talk to everyone and I would also get to know everyone's name. Now, if you think about a hospital, if you sell to hospitals or clinics, that's a lot of people. And you're saying, well, I can't possibly know everyone's name. And that is true. But you can know the names of the people that you run into on a regular basis. I did. I made it a point. And truthfully, I'm not the best guy with names. But if I run into someone and I would not remember their name, I would ask again, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. Please tell me what it is. And after a while, I knew their name and I would use their name on a regular basis. So what's the point of this? Why am I telling you this? One time, my company and I were being considered for the purchase of a fairly expensive piece of operating room equipment. It was about a $10,000 purchase. And Barbara, who was the buyer in the operating room, had the okay to buy it from one of three different companies. And I was one of those companies on the list. And she was having a very difficult time trying to decide who to buy from. Now, obviously, I knew Barbara. We had a good relationship, but she was trying to make a fair decision here. So she asked many of the other people in the operating room who she should buy from. And some people suggested she buy brand A. Some people preferred brand B, and some people preferred my product. Late one afternoon, while she was trying to figure this all out, she jokingly asked the orderly, Philip, who was cleaning the floor outside her office, who she should buy the piece of equipment from. And he looked at the list and he said, buy it from Mace. And Barbara said, Philip, why would you want me to buy it from Mace? And Philip said, because he talks to everyone. And he knows everyone's name. Now, I'm not making this up. I get a call from Barbara, who places the order with me. I almost had a car accident. I was so excited when she called me because I was driving at the time. It was on the cell phone. And she said, Mace, I got to tell you, when you come in here, the person you need to thank is Philip. And I said, Philip, the orderly? Why? She said, because Philip recommended you. He likes you. And truthfully, no one gets to know anyone in the operating room other than someone who could sign a purchase order. And it suddenly occurred to me that all of the other sales reps that I was competing against, thank God that they're too stupid to do this one simple thing. I mean, it is so simple. Get to know everyone. It could affect the sale at some point. You don't know. Now, here's something that's even more common. Especially these days where you're selling to committees and you're selling to other people, there are so many other employees and positions in the hospital that can affect your sale. Get to know these people before you need them. Take the C-level people. Those are the executives at the C-level, the CEO, the CFO. A lot of salespeople, if you're selling capital equipment or you're selling high-cost disposables such as orthopedic implants or pacemakers, etc., one day you might find yourself sitting across a table from one of these people, and it really helps if you've met them ahead of time than if you're meeting them for the first time when suddenly they want to talk to you about price or why your company can't consign whatever it is that you're selling. Develop relationships in your accounts with everyone. This applies to the doctor's office as well. So many people walk into the doctor's office, and the only person they're interested in knowing is, of course, the receptionist or the gatekeeper at the front desk, and then the doctor who has the power to say, yes, I'll use your product, or no, I won't use your product. Get to know everyone who is in there, because number one, it's the right thing to do. They're people. You're a person. You should be kind to everyone. But number two, and not that I have an ulterior motive, but let's be honest here, we are salespeople. any one of these people can help you get to the doctor, can help you get to the therapist, can get you to the director of nursing if they know you and if they like you. So the bottom line is, if you're in sales, your customer is everyone in your account. Everyone may not have the ability to issue a purchase order or give the nod to say, yes, I'll use your product, but almost anyone can influence the purchase. Know everyone in your accounts. When we talk about medical sales being a relationship business, that's what we're talking about. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you'll join us each week on Medical Sales Guru. Thanks to all of you who have been sending me emails about how much you're enjoying this and how much you're getting out of this, and for sending suggestions for future podcasts. I really appreciate it, and I think our listeners appreciate it as well. And I'm amazed at how fast our listener base is growing. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, remember that nothing is ever more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.